Good afternoon, everyone. This is Terry Laundry with our update for midweek. I have it listed as of July 30th, 2009, so it fits into the July into the June concept. But of course, I'm delivering this message on July 1. You'll see a PDF file for a daily chart, which is actually it's a 15-minute chart from the StockCharts.com. And I have drawn in a T, which calls for a top late tomorrow on Thursday, July 2. And I bring this to your attention because we can't prove that the new short-range T has formed. It's broken the downtrend line on the oscillator, but the rally that we're having is anemic, and so I just wanted to pass on to the observation here that sometimes you can just refer to these small Ts. This one is generally reliable because you have a key high at 956 on the left end, and the bottom is a single bottom at 888, or 889 actually rounded off. And that's a V bottom, so there's no reason to do anything complicated as far as the T construction. And it does call for a top on the latter part of Thursday if you count out the minutes and so forth. This correction that we had on the last day of June is part of the reason I'm giving you the update, because if it hadn't occurred, you would probably have gone enough to provide some sort of reasonable confirmation of the new T. The fact that it's pulled back, it's come back, and now it's plodding along to what we project to be a top at sometime tomorrow, the latter part of the day specifically, but it's going to be a top, and you're going to have descending tops from the left end of the T, the top and the right end of the T. So it seems likely that the T was not done. And if you actually make a 7.5 day uptrend, then you're likely to spend 7.5 days coming down, and you will probably go back to the previous low where you have the 55-day moving averages around the 890 level. And so that we have a day and a half to get to that point. So I'm just passing this along. We'll do a regular update. I think I'll probably skip the regular update because Friday's a holiday and there's nothing more to talk about than this projection. And I'll probably put another update on as soon as I have something to add. But I will post the chart as of the end of this week on Sunday. But I'll think about it some more, and then we'll post the chart so that we see what happens on Thursday. But I'll post that on Sunday, and then we'll have to go from there. In any case, it looks as though the market did not make the T, and so it has to go back and to retest the lows. And this is the best T theory has to offer as far as the projection of a top day. Thank you. Bye-bye.